Jasper Bumrah took 4 wickets in the last IPL. Is that right?
4? Yeah. Seriously. Didn't strike me, to be honest.
It's 4, isn't it?
Yeah. Should be around that only.
He remembers every single detail except for the one thing everyone on the internet is talking about.
Yeah, to be honest, certain times it's such an overwhelming thing because you don't expect that from Bumrah, right?
That's such a genuine response from you. What's your worry meter, Deepak? 0 to 10. 0 being no worry, 10 being late career Ishan Sharma.
He still had a very significant positive impact on Mumbai. Overall, his impact was positive.
Yep, he was good at the death.
So, like, he was still not leaking runs, and a very demoralized setup, whether the captain, the coaches, the management had no clue what they were doing. I think it happens at times. And obviously, they have admitted to the fact that he played the World Cup with a niggle. So, for the early few matches, he took some time to be in the rhythm. He was not going full Monte. So, certain times, you could not... Like, at this level, what I personally feel is, like, 90 to 100 is a huge difference. Mm. Even somebody like Bumrah, who's not his 100%, is kind of maybe making a dip of 10-15%, completely changes his effectivity. So, that's the kind of level that people have to operate if you talk about something like IPL.
If you run that season back again, he doesn't take only 4 wickets.
No, but he doesn't get anywhere near his normal season.
He doesn't get 25.
Which is elite. And he wasn't this time. No. He was averaging over 100. I don't care about averages. But his economy was a long way up from normal. Yeah. I think
still good for everyone else.
Sure. But yeah. For normal people, good season, right? Economy fine. I think it will help Mumbai. Bumrah not being mega super Bumrah for this season, because they can stop eternally relying on him to be their bowling attack and just go, well, we need a wicket now. They also shoved him all around the power play this time.
Yeah.
And he bowled the first over, which he's not used to doing. And then it was like, oh, can you do the second over today? Kept going over 2-2-2 towards the end. So they shuffled him about a bit. Maybe they need to stop just thinking we can have Bumrah and 4 other people. And
I mean, to be fair to them this year, they had Chahar and they had Bolt, right? I mean, the spin has been an issue for a while. They probably would have assumed that Chahar and Bolt as a collection would at least be one bowler. And they didn't get that out of them, right? So some of it has got to be, you know, but these are older bowlers. And
it's bad recruitment, Jared, because the best thing that Chahar can do, and now nearly the only thing he can do, is swing the ball at the start.
Yeah.
Best first over bowler in the history of T20 cricket, Trent Bolt. Mm-hmm. So you don't pick those two.
I mean, we said this from the moment they had both of them together, yeah.
And so you end up getting it's square pegs in round holes stuff. And then when Chahar, who has had his injury troubles and he is knocking on a bit, isn't Chahar and he's getting whacked and is not swinging it, and then you go to Bolt and the same thing happens, the cupboard that you've built up is now bare, right? You don't have anything else. And Mumbai don't bother with spinners this time, Gazampa, who was excellent, really good season,
yeah.
And he's really young, so plenty of potential. But it's not as bad this time as when it was Bumrah and nobody else. You know, Romario was bowling multiple overs and going for 15. And then Bumrah sat there going for 6. Now at least, you know, they've got guys like Corbin Bosch putting overs together.
I personally feel that Mumbai, to begin with the season, at least had a clarity on how they wanted to use Bolt. If you look at the first match with KKR, Bolt was not even introduced in first 10 overs. His role was clear that he'll be the enforcer in the middle. So he in fact, from 11 to 15 overs was... In that match, he killed that match in 11 to 15 overs. But then Deepak Chahar got bashed. Even Hardik as an opening bowler, which he did for India, didn't turn up. So then they were a little confused, like, how they should be using Bolt. And they kind of, I think, they sprayed him over.
I mean, I'm not as worried about Bumrah, but there is a concern that Bolt, that he might be towards the end.
Yeah, surely.
Yeah, when he focused on the franchise thing, the end seemed to come a lot more quickly.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think years gone by, he's been absolutely brilliant at the start and not particularly great at the end. He's okay. He's not above par. He's okay at the end.
Is it
now he's a liability at the end.
You don't play the red ball cricket? Why?
Maybe. He sacked it off, didn't he, and said, right.
He might just not be in a rhythm. He might, you know. But it could it just be that it's just that year, right? Like, bowlers can drop off really quickly towards the end of their careers. And we're not as used to that in modern times. And you would hope that that isn't the case with Bolt. But, you know, it could be that as well. So my thing with Bumrah is that, yes, the whole bowling lineup sucked. So there is an element of he wasn't really getting any assistance from anyone else other than Gazzanfar, right? But, I think he was definitely injured. I think he was well down on pace because I'm 100% sure they juiced up the speed guns this year. And he was down even comparatively to that. And so I think that, so I'm not worried about him long term. I think what's more interesting is I think he played the World Cup and he wasn't 100%. And I think he's played the IPL 100%. Does that have a long-term impact on him?
Yeah, considering the fact that now BCCI has kind of given him the mandate that he can't skip the test matches. So they are not basically going to, I would say, be very choosy about him. They have kind of given a mandate that he has to play all the test matches. So that's going to take a toll on his body, yes. And if he's going to play with these niggles, suddenly we might see what we saw with Rabada also. He just, for significant 2-3 years, he was not effective enough because he was having niggles. He was playing with those niggles. Mm. Because all back-to-back cricket was just not letting him do that.
The cricketer that Bumrah's career looks like the most at the moment is Waqar Yunus.
Exactly.
Who for the first 6 or 7 years was as good as anyone's ever been. And then once the body couldn't do it anymore, he's actually a really good test bowler after that. He's just not Waqar Yunus anymore, right?
Yes.
And we, you know, I think there are certain bowling types where you don't have to be 100%, right? If you're really, really tall, I don't think you always have to be 100%, right? If you're really skillful, you're Muhammad Asif or Vernon Philander, you probably don't have to be 100%. Outside of that, you kind of, no one's ever 100% as a bowler, but you need to be over 85, right?
But like, you won't count Bumrah as somebody who's, I would say, extremely skillful.
Cricket boards actually make watching their games almost impossible now. I spend almost as much time trying to find where I can view it as I do actually following the action. That is why I use NordVPN. They let me find all the cricket I want to watch while protecting me from the nasty side of the internet. Nord will free your cricket matches. Grab your exclusive NordVPN deal by going to nordvpn.com/goodareas to get a huge discount off your NordVPN plan plus 4 additional months on top. It's completely risk-free with Nord's 30-day money-back guarantee. Watch every match with NordVPN.
He is extremely skillful, but whether that's enough...
But look, like in BGT...
He's not accurate like Philander or Asif, though, is he?
But in BGT, 24-25, when he had an insane season, he was not cranking it up. He was bowling more within himself.
No. But what I'm saying is he as accurate as Philander?
No, obviously not.
Or Asif, right? So... those kinds of bowlers, I think, can probably bowl within themselves because they're not doing all that much with the ball, you know, with their body anyway.
Yeah, maybe like Mohammad Abbas, somebody.
Yeah, someone like that. Bumrah is weirder, right? That's what I mean. He's kind of a weird hybrid to begin with. And we never knew how he was going to age. This is maybe the first time we've watched him bowl considerably hampered for a period of time. And he averaged 100, according to Rob, right? He took 4 wickets, according to me, and you didn't know. So... I'm not saying it's the end or anything, and it could just bring back to full fitness and none of this matters anymore. Yeah. But I think it opens up interesting conversations about him for the future.
So you never, ever write off great players.
That's why I've never written you off.
In any sport. Thank you. Many have. And Bumrah is in a class of his own in world bowling. And we've seen from, I would say, the modern bowler that is as close to Bumrah, there is a big gap is Jofra, right? When Jofra has the good stuff, he is unplayable. And we've seen that in this IPL from Jofra in the knockout game. He just turned up and got rid of Abhishek and that's the end of that, right? The game before, man of the match, bat and ball, but he bowled tremendously well in all phases. Bumrah can do that and then some over a long period of time, but he's had a whole season. He still bought his good stuff in the World Cup when they needed him, mind you. They threw him the ball against the West Indies when they were getting smacked. And he went, okay, bang, bang. Yep. So he still got it. Don't write these guys off. People wrote Butler off before this IPL. He got better.
I don't think it's about writing him off. I think it's more about...
it's worrying for India and Mumbai that it might be towards the end.
I wouldn't even say the end. I wonder if it's towards just a different phase.
And because Jofra?
A very different kind of bowler, but Sean Pollock had 2 completely different phases.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
He had... fast Sean Pollock, where the ball was coming up at you all the time. And then he had gentle Matthew Hoggard, Sean Pollock,
right? So, wily old Bumrah could well be amazing.
Exactly.
Because
he doesn't need his athleticism as much as others.
Exactly, because with Archer, it's not the case.
Right? Bumrah's the best I've ever seen at working out what he needs to do.
Yes.
Exactly. Right? So he evaluates the conditions incredibly quickly, whereas he just walks out and goes, yeah, I need to bowl this length today, or I need to bowl short, or I need to bowl off pace, or I need to bowl this, or I just need to do searing Yorkers because he's not very good at them, whatever, right? He works it out. So maybe when he knows his body, right? India have actually been quite good with him in cotton wooling him between series and games and getting him ready for the big stuff. They've actually been quite good. Take note, ECB with Jofra, right? I think what probably happens is the pace does drop. I don't understand the biomechanics of Bumrah, and I don't think many do because it's a completely unique action. He will almost definitely, as sure as you can be, find a way that works, but it may be a very different bowler and it might not be lights out pace. It might just be clever stuff.
There's also an alternate theory about this. Like, are we kind of discounting the fact that Mumbai for the first time was not having the right pairing for Bumrah? Because even if you talk about last season, Bolt was still there.
I think the three of us could bowl with Pete Bumrah. Because I don't think the pairing matters all that much to him. Right?
I don't think he's ever really... When Bolt was mega Bolt, you could go first over, he's going to do a bowl overs one and three and everything's fine. And we don't really need to expose Jasprit to the power play. We can save him until later. But I agree with Jared in that when you've got the unicorn, it doesn't matter where you bowl him. You can bowl him in any phase. A bit like Narine, right?
Yeah, Narine. Or if I was thinking of, like, if you put Bumrah in, you know, Sri Lanka in the 90s or New Zealand in the 80s or Pakistan in the 50s, right? He's of a similar level to those guys, Hadley and Muralee and Fazal Mahmood.
Makes sense.
Like, yes, they would they have been better with someone at the other end and keep your pressure on? Absolutely. But they're so good that they shouldn't need that, right? Also, I think if it was just that he didn't take wickets and his economy was normal, I don't think we'd be having this conversation. Yeah. I think it's the combination of the both.
But like, one thing that really kind of amazes me is that he had an insanely good World Cup.
Yes.
So he was unplayable in that World Cup, made the impact whenever it was required. That match against West Indies turned the match on its head.
I didn't think he was fully fit in the World Cup.
He was the top wicket taker in the World Cup. He didn't get any wickets in the IPL.
So how did he work that out, right?
Like, the wickets that he took in the entire IPL was similar to what he took in one single finals of the tournament, right? And also, are we kind of again discounting the fact that the dressing room environment for Mumbai Indians was not good in this season, and maybe that might have affected the whole combination and everything? Because things were very...
So the dressing room's bad. How many bad dressing rooms has Sunil Narine or Rashid Khan been in before?
It depends on the personality, because Bumrah was in the scheme of things.
You know what I mean? I get what you're saying. He was definitely bowling slower. And he definitely wasn't as accurate.
But like, one statement that
I don't think that's the change for him.
Yeah, but one statement that he gave when he captained Mumbai for the first time in this IPL, that I expected myself to be the Mumbai captain first and India captain later. But it didn't happen. It happened the other way around. So should we be reading between the lines as far as that statement is concerned?
You can read between the lines, but can you explain to me how that makes him bowl less accurately and slower?
Exactly.
I think with batting it can be a bit more interesting, but bowling it shouldn't really have an impact.
If there's an element of, which is possible... Mind you, he has played in some dreadful attacks for Mumbai. Mm. Some proper all-star rubbish.
This is not the worst.
Nowhere near. This is a good one as far as Bumrah playing with Mumbai goes. But there might be an element of, I've had enough of being the only bowler.
Yeah.
And I've had enough of watching you idiots lose games that I have no control over.
Yes.
And now I can't be bothered to bring the good stuff, because the good stuff was there in the World Cup. Maybe he just bowled through injury in the World Cup. We don't really know.
Yeah.
Because he was injured before it. And he was probably injured after it, and he may well have been injured during it. But because he is the best, when they needed him, they threw him the ball and he delivered over and over again in the knockouts when it really mattered. And then it gets to the IPL, and the IPL doesn't matter as much as the World Cup.
Yeah.
And it doesn't for Bumrah, I don't think.
No.
Because he's played lots of IPLs.
There's
loads and loads, by the way. He's been around a long time.
Exactly. There's also an argument. So I don't think the changing room stuff caused an issue. But when was his first game? Second or third?
played.
Did he play the first game?
He played the first game.
I thought he missed the first game. So by the time, let's say he played a little bit injured, right, to start the season. How did Mumbai go at the start of the season?
It was still good.
Right? When they start to get bad, does he think to himself, why am I trying to keep pushing to get myself through here? They played, what, 25 players, 22 players?
Yes.
All of Mumbai played for that team. And that's not a small town. There's a lot of people in Mumbai. You should check it out. And, you know, everyone seemed to play at one stage or another. So, you know, those things could play a part as well. Like, if you think you're a realistic chance of winning the IPL like he did the World Cup, maybe he's like, I'm willing to push myself all the way.
I'm surprised that they played him when they were basically dead.
I am
very surprised, and I'm surprised the BCCI didn't step in and go, listen, lads, you ain't winning anything.
You're surprised the BCCI didn't call up the Ambani family?
And go, listen, lads, I'm not getting involved with any politics. But it would seem, considering how well he has been managed.
He shouldn't have been playing the back end of that season.
Yeah, what's the point?
Halfway in the tournament, they were done.
Yep.
Yeah, so what's 100%. The point in him trying to play high-tempo cricket?
Yep, save it for next year. I agree.
Thank you for listening to this podcast on the Combox Network. There is an ad-free version of this you can find by supporting us on Patreon at Good Areas Podcast. You can also access our Discord channel there. Please like, subscribe, and rate this show. Every one of these helps us. If there was a guest on a show, you can find their links in the show notes. Huge thanks to Rakshit, Ishit, and everyone else who helps us get our content out there. If you want to know more about us, head to combox.tv.
If you make a lot of content like me, oh, you are going to need help. And that is why we use Minvo.pro, a slicing and dicing tool that uses AI to conjure up incredible clips from your podcasts and meetings. If you make content, go to Minvo.pro to cut it.